and welcome back to another episode of Short Stories for Kids. Now, today we have a story that is requested from Rachel, who says it's her birthday on July 13th, which, do you know what, Rachel? That is so close to my birthday. Mine is on the 5th of July, so that's crazy. And she says that, well, she's from Pennsylvania, USA, and she wanted lots of different things in her story. She gave us so many great ideas. I'm going to read out some of the things that she wrote. So she said that she had a dog named Skittles and a hamster named Chester. Oh, I love hamsters. They are so cute. She loves dogs. She likes the color red and blue. And she loves chocolate ice cream in a cone. And dinosaurs and, oh my goodness, chocolate milk. So many things she put as ideas. This is so great, Rachel. Thank you for this. So here is your story. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope everybody else does too. Here we go. Once there was a little girl called Rachel. Rachel had a dog called Skittles and a cute little hamster called Chester. One day, she went for a walk with Skittles walking right beside her and little Chester sitting on her shoulder. She was walking by the lake, and usually she followed the path right and circled back to her house. But today, she decided to take the left turn and explore the part of the lakeside that she had never seen before. It was a day filled with blue skies and sunshine. Don't you just love those days? Skittles sniffed the ground and gave a happy bark to other dogs that were out for a walk that day, as if to say, hi. The other dogs would bark happily back at Skittles, as if to say, good afternoon, back. Chester sniffed Rachel's hair and gave her a little kiss. Rachel loved Skittles and Chester, and they both loved Rachel very much. As Rachel was walking, she noticed that this side of the lake was quite different to the other side. The water was quite dark and looked very deep. Skittles kept an eye on her to make sure she didn't fall in. There were trees that bent over the water that had squirrels and birds playing in the branches. The ducks and geese were quacking and honking noisily, hoping that Rachel had some bread to feed them. Sorry, you guys, said Rachel. No bread today. As she turned a corner, there were more and more trees, and the sunlight couldn't shine through them. So, well, it was getting a little dark. The path sloped upward, so Rachel and Skittles had to work hard to climb up the hill. Just as they reached the top, Chester let out a squeak. What is it? Asked Rachel. There was a loud, crunching noise that sounded like hundreds of sticks breaking all at once. Rachel ran in the direction of the sound and found herself looking at two huge eyes. It was a dinosaur. Not just any dinosaur, but it was one of the biggest that had ever walked the earth. It had a giant head and a long, thick neck that seemed to go on for miles. It was stood in the water, eating the leaves off of the trees. She heard a soft laugh nearby.
Beautiful, isn't she? Said an old man's voice.
Skittles barked in surprise, and Rachel jumped. The old man was sat on a bench watching the dinosaur. He wore a big, fluffy jumper, brown trousers, and big, brown walking boots. I thought dinosaurs weren't around anymore, said Rachel.
Oh, a lot of them aren't, said the old man, but there's still a few here and there.
Well, how come no one's seen them? Said Rachel. The old man stood up and looked at her.
They're good at hiding, even big girls like this one. Do you know what she's called?
Rachel shook her head.
This, said the old man, is a Brachiosaurus. Don't be afraid of her. They don't eat meat like Tyrannosaurus Rex.
She is beautiful, said Rachel. I can't believe this is real. Are you sure I'm not dreaming?
The old man laughed again. Oh, I'm quite sure. I've watched this one grow for years and years.
The old man took a thin branch from the tree and snapped it off. It was covered in deep green leaves.
Do you want to feed her?
Oh, yes, please, Rachel said. The old man handed her the branch, and Rachel offered it to the Brachiosaurus. The giant dinosaur sniffed it and gently took it in her jaws. Rachel let go quickly, not wanting to be lifted off the ground. Skittles and Chester were still a little unsure, and they looked nervous.
Why, said the old man, I can see you have some beautiful creatures of your own.
Uh-huh, said Rachel excitedly. This is Skittles, and this is my hamster Chester.
Well, I'm very pleased to meet all three of you, said the old man. I must be going now, but I hope I can trust you to keep the secret of the dinosaurs. We don't want people coming to disturb them.
I promise, said Rachel. She meant it, too.
Oh, good, said the old man. And as a reward, you tell your parents to bring you to Mr. Fenton's shop, and you can have all the ice cream cones and milkshakes that you want for free.
Really? I love chocolate ice cream and chocolate milk, said Rachel excitedly. But I've never met Mr. Fenton. Why would he give me free stuff?
What's your name? Said the old man.
Oh my goodness, said Rachel. She had completely forgotten to introduce herself, that she felt a little rude. I'm sorry, my name is Rachel.
Well, Rachel, said the old man, my name is George Fenton, so now you have met Mr. Fenton.
Oh, it's wonderful to meet you, Mr. Fenton. Thank you very much.
Mr. Fenton smiled at her. Oh, it's a pleasure. And feel free to bring Skittles and Chester with you to my shop. We'll find something for them to eat, I'm sure. We can give them chocolate, as you very well know.
Rachel thanked Mr. Fenton again.
You should head back home, said Mr. Fenton. Don't forget to remind your parents that you're all welcome to some free milkshakes and ice creams whenever you like.
Rachel laughed. She wasn't likely to forget that at all. The next day, Rachel went with her family, Skittles and Chester, to Mr. Fenton's shop. And Mr. Fenton welcomed them personally, and he kept his promise. He gave them so much free chocolate ice cream and chocolate milk that they felt full to bursting. Mr. Fenton had arranged for some lovely biscuits that Skittles and Chester munched up. Rachel thanked Mr. Fenton again and again, and she often saw him when she walked by the lake with her pets. And sometimes she saw the long-necked Brachiosaurus eating the trees. But she kept the secret, and so did Skittles and Chester. The end.